What was that? Hey, what are you doing? Come out of there. Wait a sec. Where are you? Come back. Hey! Are you all right? You're a cat boy? Hey, easy there. I'm not gonna hurt you. Oh my god, you look so scared. No, wait! Listen, you gotta stop running. This is a dead end. Oh my god. Hey. Fuck, he's out cold. This is no place for someone like you. You're coming home with me. Good morning. Hey! Whoa, calm down. I'm not going to hurt you, okay? Why are you so scared of me anyway? Yeah, I did chase you and all, but only because you ran away. Am I scary? You can be honest with me. Not a whole lot of monster girls have ashen skin and flaming eyes. I've been told that I can be intimidating, and this reputation that my species carries doesn't exactly help that. So tell me, what can I do to help you feel better? I'm sorry, I'm not used to being gentle, and this room doesn't exactly give off comforting vibes, does it? I'll just get you some water. Okay? Here, drink up. Why are you looking at it like that? I know you're thirsty. Your lips look like a cracked window, and you're as pale as snow. All right, let me try something. I'll pour some of this water in a cup and drink. It wouldn't make sense if I knowingly drank unsafe water, would it? See? Perfectly safe. There you go. You see, I'm not going to hurt you. That's a good kitty. Now, I'm just going to touch you. That's it. Such a good kitty. Oh, you're all dirty. I think you need to be washed off. Hey! What's the matter? If I didn't know any better, I would think that I just... What happened? Who hurt you? I can't help you if you don't talk to me. So, you can talk. What? You think that being washed off is getting sprayed by a hose? What kind of sick bastard does that to someone? I'm sorry. That happens when I get angry. Look, when I say washing you off, It means I'm going to draw you a nice warm bath, and we're going to get all of that grime off of your hair and skin. I know you're nervous, but you already know that I won't hurt you. Please, just trust me. Good kitty. Just follow me. I don't know what counts as warm for you. I'm a hellhound, so my idea of a hot bath is boiling water. Okay, I'll start off low. And you put your hand under the water. Just like that. So this way, you can tell me when the temperature is good, alright? That's good. Okay, I'll just let the tub fill up. Now, your clothes. Yeah, I figured you would have that reaction. That's why I didn't take them off when I got you here. Let's start with something simple, like your shirt. No? You can't get in the bath with your clothes on. You're worried that I'll get angry. Why would I get angry? Not at you. Take off your shirt. What the shit? What the actual fuck? Did someone throw this poor thing into a field of goddamn razor wire? Holy shit. He has more scars than I do. And I wasn't even close to being the strongest hellhound out of my sisters. Does it hurt? Come here.
What happened? First about the hose and now this?
Kitty, what on God's green earth happened to you? You don't have to talk now. I won't force it. But when you feel you're able to, don't hesitate. Let's get the rest of these clothes off. There. Now go on in. The tub's looking full. Why are you looking at me like that? There's so many different emotions on your face. I can't tell if you're embarrassed or scared. Do you want me to get in with you? Don't be scared. All you have to do is nod, and I'll do it. Okay. See? This isn't something I'm not used to. When you have a family as large as mine, you tend to wind up in situations that desexualize the whole bathing together fantasy. And as for any rumors you might have heard about hellhounds, don't worry. I'm able to control myself enough to not do anything to you. All I want for you is to feel better and safe here. Now, let's get you all nice and clean. Would you mind coming a little closer, kitty? That's a good kitty. I'm just gonna run this along your skin. So gently. Good kitty. Are those purrs? Don't be embarrassed, kitty. If I'm making you feel good, I would like to know. You're really cute, you know that? I've heard tales of catgirls being taken in. But your kind gets so overlooked. If society viewed you half as well as catgirls, then whatever happened to you would have never been allowed to happen. If I'm going to be honest, I've always wanted a good boy to take care of. That's kind of my kind's thing. Most people view us as vicious and insatiable, which is partially true. When we see men in a world full of dangerous people and stronger monsters, we can't help but want to take them for ourselves and claim them. It's our instincts as hellhounds, but our instincts are also to protect and cherish them. And in return, they help us extinguish the ever-burning flame inside of us. When I heard about Catboys being sent away, I was furious. Part of the reason I walk in the alleys late at night is because I was hoping to find one of you. The urge to protect and love one of you was always on my mind. But now that my dream has come true, I realize just how selfish that fantasy was. I feel really guilty. So, I'm going to do everything I can to make you feel safe. And make sure that for every day you felt alone or unloved, that I cherish you 100 times more than anyone else could. I'm sorry if I said too much. I should get started on your hair. Close your eyes, kitty. You don't want to get any soap in them. Good kitty. Your cute little kitty ears are a lot smaller than mine. They look so fragile. I have to be super gentle. There. Just one more rinse. All done. Your hair looks so much nicer now. Does it feel any better? Good. Let's drain out this tub. All right, I'll help you get out. Here, take this towel. It's extra fluffy because of my thick fur, but for you it should be really comfy. And I got a feeling you wouldn't mind a little extra comfort. Sorry, I'm always so cold when I get out. It's probably due to my kind being from, volcanic regions. Or, you know, the super toasty depths of hell. Let's find you something to wear. I have a ton of shirts. The trick is finding something that might fit you. I'm a bit bigger than you. Uh-huh! Try this on. That's the smallest shirt I had, and it still looks like a nightgown. It's okay. We're not going anywhere tonight. Is it at least comfortable? That's good. You do look adorable in it, kitty. Would you like a cup of tea? I'm gonna make one for myself, so... Sure thing. I'll be right back. Hey, what's the matter? Are you crying? Kitty, what's wrong? Shh, shh. It's okay. Shh. I'm here. Nothing bad can ever happen to you again. You want to tell me what happened? Just take a deep breath and go at your own pace. You were taken away from your mother when you were... Oh my God! Kitty! They did what to you? How long did this go on for? 3 years? So that's why you were so scared of me. You were worried they would send someone like me, someone who could hunt, to find you. Oh, my sweet little kitty. My brave little kitty. Come here. Can you do me a favor, sweetheart? Tell me everything you know about them, and I'll make sure they never hurt anyone again. He's finally sleeping. He looks so peaceful. I hope he doesn't wake up while I'm gone. It's best he doesn't know what I'm about to do. Hello? I would like to report a rogue monster group. My husband was kidnapped by them. I don't give a damn who the fuck you are.
I'm a motherfucking hellhound. And I've managed to keep my rage at bay while I slowly learned more and more about the nightmare that my poor husband lived through.
I will not let him get hurt again by testifying. The Demon Queen's Law states that a mind reader monster can be used if there is evidence, right? And trust me, my husband's word is evidence enough.
You know what? There isn't a damn jury of monsters who would convict me for doing your job. What am I going to do? I'm making sure my husband is safe, and that no one else will suffer the way he did.
Sorry, did I wake you? I went for a jog to clear my mind. My hand? Oh, the bandages. I accidentally cut myself. Clumsy me. You're not buying it, are you? You're hearing? You heard everything. Look, I did my best to keep it inside. I really did. But when I brought you home, it was the closest we could get to married without me doing anything to you. I saw you as the equivalent of my husband, someone I needed to protect and love. Do I regret not telling you? Yes. Do I regret making sure that those evil bastards never try to take you away from me? No. If you hate me, I understand. I basically just admitted to assault. You're such a soft, gentle, and shy little kitty. I know you don't want to be with someone as vicious as me. So, if you want to leave, I understand. You forgive me? Oh, my sweet little kitty. Oh, my adorable little kitty. I love you. I love you so much. I just have to hold you close, protect you, and love you. But I know what you've been through. Everything makes so much sense now. Everything. I know you're shy. I don't know what you're thinking right now. And I don't know if anything you say is just to please me, or if you truly mean it. Look into my eyes, little kitty. Do you want to be my husband? Do you want me to show you just how loving sex can be with a monster? Thank you. I'll hold back the best I can. I don't want to scare you or hurt you. You're so frail. I'm afraid if I apply too much pressure, you'll break. But I need you. You're so cute that I have to make you mine. I'm so wet. As a hellhound, I'm practically always horny. When you're up to full strength, I'll make sure to show you. Oh, but not yet, you precious thing. Now I'm going to make you mine. Oh, you feel so good inside me. You're already purring so much. You're so tense. How about this? Give me your hands. Does that feel nice? My hands holding yours. Our fingers intertwined. Good. I'm going to start moving, okay? You're such a good kitty. I love the way you look up at me. Oh, I can see a change in you. I hated seeing your eyes full of fear. Now they're full of love and affection. Your skin has its color back. And you seem so much happier. You're such a good kitty. I love you. I will love you forever. You're my good little kitty. No one can touch you or hurt you again. Never again. I'm going to make those memories feel like bad dreams. And just like dreams, they will be forgotten with time. Oh, this bad chapter of your life is over. I will make the rest of your life full of joy and every happiness. We'll have children. Hellhound kids are wild. I'm sure you can imagine. But we'll have a family. And we'll make sure everyone is happy and loved. Every night I'll do this. Maybe a little rougher once you're ready. But starting tonight, I'll hold you in my arms all night long. I'll scratch your ears and rub your skin. Wrap my tail around your leg and gently lull you to sleep. With lots of little kisses. And when you grow old, I'll use my abilities as a hellhound to prolong your life. You'll stop aging. And we can spend the rest of eternity together. You'll never feel alone or hurt again. I'll make sure of it. Do you like the sound of that, little kitty? Tell me. Then come in me. I want you to come inside me. Look into my eyes, sweet kitty. Yes, that's it. Keep looking into my eyes as we come together. Good kitty. know you might feel overwhelmed. Everything happened so fast. But the gist is that I will always be with you. According to legends, the gods couldn't tame my species, so I'll be damned if anything takes you away. The entire fucking world would have to implode before I let you go. And even then, I will fight tooth and nail in the afterlife just to find you. There won't be a single night where I'm not holding you like this. Just like this. I will keep you with me, in my arms, forever. Does that sound nice, little kitty? I'm glad. Oh. Sorry, I spent most of the night at the police station. I had a lot of paperwork to fill out. Technically, it was self-defense, but everyone knows that their fates were sealed the moment we met. They can't hurt you anymore. And if they ever walk again and decide to take it out on you, I'll fucking kill them. I'll do it in front of everyone in the city.
No one messes with my little kitty.
Sorry, I got a little intense. Well, it seems that you're comfortable. You fell right asleep in my arms. Sweet dreams, my darling kitty.